Hi, this is Bob Papa, voice of the New York Football Giants, and this is the Big Blue UK and Ireland podcast.
What we've happens just accidentally happened to do there is complete a draft with no quarterback.
Correct. Because we're just going to take a medicine this year and then see what happens next year. Daniel Jones is going to have a miraculous recovery with a steady O-line and throw for 4,500 yards, 30 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, lead us to the playoffs, and just shocks everyone.
You've earned a new award, Craig. Well done.
It's ever can tell the tiredness he's getting to you.
What's that? Your 200th mock draft, Craig?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So apparently we should have taken Penix.
I honestly, lads, think Penix is going round one, you know.
I don't think that's bad grades. B minus is the worst we've got.
Let's round it up.
I mean, so, you got your... Go on.
Go on, Kev, go on.
I was going to say, like, you know, first round, you go Malik Nabers. You know, apart from Harrison, he's going to be number one wide receiver in almost any draft. Fantastic player, can do so much. You got a starting cornerback, plays a little bit more zone than man, which suits the new defensive coordinator a bit better than Wink. You know, opposite Banks, you've got two starting corners now going forward, only a year apart in draft. You got Rukurororo, which I mean, I think is a plug and play three technique next to big sexy Dexy nose tackle. I mean, I think he's plug and play. Got the big blue UK and Ireland tight end darling and Ben Sinnott on the day three, who's an all round, can do it all, you know, glue on his gloves, can block his ass off, can do it all. You know, he's not the shiftiest of guy. And then you've got an absolute wrecking ball, Trevin Wallace. I mean, when we talked about him before, he's one of those players like, you know, when he hits someone, it looks like they've been in a car wreck, or it looks like he completely misses him at all, and you know, you just got a near miss, because he either misses his tackles or he actually obliterates his the offensive player. Then you've got a really, really tidy player in Bo Breed, who is a physical player as well, who's more of that box safety, and I think can start. And I think Trevin Wallace will push Michael McFadden for a starting spot as well. So, I mean, if you come out of here with six players who you could say could potentially be starting caliber players for the Giants this year or next, I mean, that's a great draft, in my opinion.
And what I'm going to do now, if no one minds, is I'm just going to cross-reference these with the Big Blue UK and Ireland draft Bible that you can get your hands on this weekend. details will be passed on later on. But Malik Nabers is a player that we all know very well. He is mocked on a regular basis to the Giants. I think on everyone's got him mocked to us apart from, waiting for it to load up, one person. He's Dane Brugler's wide receiver two. In regards to Ben Sinnott, just bear with me.
That is a great comment. And with this, we get to keep DeVito. I love
Yes,
it.
We do.
I love it too, Bill. I love
passing Paisan.
I can't help it. I just love the guy.
we've took Ben Sinnott at 107. Dane Brugler has him going up 101. And Matt Miller has him going at 135. So kind of, you know, that day.
Sweet spot.
Yeah, in and around that area. And he's Dane Brugler's tight end six. And then if we move on to the defensive players, so we'll start with Tampa.
TJ Tampa, Iowa State.
Shane, have you got the draft Bible in front of you there?
Yeah.
Do you want to share your screen and just a little sneaky peek at what TJ Tampa looks like in the draft Bible?
Yeah.
Just for those who are going to be getting a copy on Saturday.
I need to make sure I share the right tab. I don't want nothing inappropriate loading up. Do get all my StreamYard, Athletic, Twitter, Notes and Canva. So do you want to stop sharing yours and then stick mine on there?
I'll just pop it over the top. Do you want to full screen it? Saves everyone seeing the sidebar there. So there we go.
So using the find feature here just to locate him. Here we go. So TJ Tampa. So this is what you'll kind of see with the player. Give me a little bit more so hopefully people can get a better look. So everything's lovely and color-coded. So the colors match the score. So you can see there his age, his height, his weight, his arm length, his hand size. You've got his 2023 stats. So, you know, led 25 receptions on 49 targets, gave a passer rating of 54.8, giving up one touchdown with two interceptions, six pass breakups and nine forced incompletions. You then get to see the players' PFF grades here. So you can see his coverage is decent. He's not great at tackling per PFF, and his run defense and pass rush is not too bad. And then we've got combine stats. So the combine stats here, if they don't have this P in the bracket, that means it was the stats taken from the combine. If he's got the P in bracket, that means that it was their pro day performance. We then got strengths and weaknesses from Lance Zierlein, and then where the player has been mocked. So where did we take TJ? Was it 47?
47,
yes.
Yes, we took him at 47. Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks, it's not applicable because they've only done round one mocks, whereas the other guys have done a couple of extra rounds or a 4-7 rounder. So you can see that Dane and Mel Kiper have him in the 30s, and then Jordan Reed and Matt Miller are one apart with 59 and 60. And then you can see he's Dane Brugler's CB8. And here you can see their relative athletic score. And then a further update that comes next week, we'll be sticking where the prospect ranks in Jordan Reed's top 400.
So there we go. That is.
Is it just me, or does that look so sexy?
It was definitely Dan's hard work. I mean, we've not contributed much.
I mean, I said at the top of the show, I can take very little, if any, credit for it, Holty.
It'll be a fantastic tool to have over draft weekend, to be honest.
Shane, just out of interest,
I'm looking forward to using it.
Yeah.
How many hours do you think we've both sunk into this, trying to get this together?
I think it's more days than hours.
it's a labour of love, isn't it? Labour of love.
Something to build on for next season.
There's been a lot of arm cramp whilst doing this. No dirty thoughts.
You should share the right screen.
Love it. But yeah, that's a draft Bible. I'm looking forward to using it. I don't know about you guys, but it would be great to have on draft night. And if you want to get yourselves one, how can they get themselves one, Craig?
All you need to do is donate using either the QR code in the bottom right, or if you go onto our X page, the pinned post at the top. And remember, every pound that you donate gets you an entry into the draw to win one of our 10 prizes totaling £400.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Get yourselves a draft Bible. Donate as little or as much as you can to a fantastic cause in Andy's Man Club. All right, so last up then, before we sign off, it's prediction time, because we all love a prediction here on this podcast. It is a two-part prediction, and those watching and listening, we want yours as well. So get involved, whether you're watching live or listening back at a later date. Get involved and let us know your predictions too. Predictions then. You're up first. Who will the Giants pick in the first round of the draft? And will there be a trade back into the first round? Two-part prediction.
Is that for me?
Yes, please.
Who will we pick? The New York Football Giants at number 6. I can see a cheeky trade back, you know, but I won't predict that. But I can see one. We're going to go Roma Dunze, wide receiver, Washington. And will we trade back into the first round? Now, if we still had that earlier second pick, I would say yes, because there's a lot less spots to move. But with 47, were we 39 before? 39. I say yes. With 47, we might have to give up a little bit too much. So I say no, but I definitely think we will trade back from 47.
Interesting. Craig, you're writing all this down, yeah?
Yes, I am. Every word.
Good, good, good. Shane, who are we drafting? And are we trading back into the first round?
So I was going to go Roma Dunes, I, because why, Kim? You said, why you have to wait an year in 2025? Like, lawyers, man, I'm never going to believe a word that comes out your mouth in future now when you say you're not going to do something. I would go for Roma Dunes, I, because I fancy the Chargers to take a wide receiver as well. But I'm going to go for my guy. He's been my guy throughout the whole process, and that's Malik Nabers out of LSU. I think he'd be electric. He'd be a stud. I think he'd probably be better than the LSU wide receiver we drafted all them years ago, to be honest with you. I think he can genuinely be that good. I'm so high on Malik Nabers.
Do we have a hot take drop? No, we need to get one.
It's bold predictions, right, isn't it? Bold predictions rather than predictions. Do we trade back in?
I'm just going to go opposite to Kev, so I'm going to say yeah. we'll just mix it up in these different answers.
Right.
Nice, Craig.
The Giants select Drake May after a trade up with the New England Patriots. And we do not trade back into the first.
What do we give up for him?
Too much.
The house. it's going to be 2-1s, isn't it? I know it's only three spots, but your premium comes in here, doesn't it? So 2-1s and a 3. I think that's it's probably realistic. How do you put the future?
The future, yeah. We give up the future, yeah.
Dan?
Trading back into the first round, Craig? Or did you go with that?
Trading back into the first round after trading up in the first round? No.
You never know.
Let's give away 2026 picks and 2027 more. Let's just go for it.
Shane might work some magic. Malik Nabers for me.
It's a very, very
tight one between him and Roma Dunze. I think they're both fantastic receivers, but for me, I think I would prefer to take Nabers at 6. Do we trade back into the first round? No.
Here's one. Stick a pick at 6 and take Nabers or a Dunze. Then trade from 47 with the Kansas City Chiefs. We give up 47, Darius Slayton, 3rd next year to move back in to take Bo Nix.
You say to the Bills?
Chiefs.
Chiefs, sorry. Chiefs.
They like their speed on the wide receiver, don't they?
They do. Yeah, it's all right. He'll rejoin with Kadarius Toney, won't he?
I don't think we're allowed to mention that name on this podcast anymore.
I mean, it's an interesting question, if you want to call it a question. But I don't know. We just don't have enough to give up to move back into the first, I don't think.
Dan, are you ready to try and pronounce some names with me?
Come on, let's do it.
We've had two.
I'm up for it.
We've had two, unless we have any very, very last-minute ones.
Get them in, quick. What was the first? Is that the first one?
Yep.
Wow. Cedric Van Pran Granger. There we go.
Yeah, so I was just going to go about as common as it came, Cedric Van Pran Granger. But it's probably going to be Granger or something like that.
It's probably going to be something really fancy, isn't it? I mean, try saying that when you're drunk.
Shane, Kev, can you confirm?
Yeah, Cedric Van Brian Granger.
Granger. It was about as common as it goes. Dan, yeah. This ain't happening, mate. This next one, that's not a real name. I'm not having it.
Oh, yes.
Holti, come on, man. Where are you just making these names up, surely?
I have seen that name in the draft Bible, I think.
All right. Edifuan. I can't help but see the words faux show, like faux show.
Faux show.
Edifuan. Ulo Foshio.
Yeah, I was going to go Ulo Foshio.
Yeah, YOLO Foshio.
YOLO.
Where is the Y in that?
That's a wide pronouncy. But we got two more for you.
Oh, God.
So.
Let's go. Come on.
Oh, shut up. That's not real.
So that's the first one.
Wow.
Oh, God almighty.
Craig, you can have a crack at that one first, mate.
So praise the Lord for this this opportunity. Amawule?
Yeah. Amawule.
Get in.
And then we got one more.
That's just mean.
We'll cut it now. We'll stop it. I'm not in,
These are not made up, by the way. These are all genuine. The last player.
Letu Liga Sanoa. That's the first name is fairly straightforward. Letu Liga Sanoa. Is that anywhere near?
Where's the fashion at the end of that? A woo.
A wooga.
So first player plays for UTEP. This one plays for Washington, just so in case any guys think I might be just typing some random words together and trying to get Dan and Craig to make fools of themselves.
It seems like you are, mate. I trust that they're genuine names.
Just before we go, Shane or Kev, next year we might have General Booty, which is quite possibly one of the greatest college names ever. Is there anyone in this draft class that's got a name like that, like a good, funny name?
I'm sorry, General Booty, what?
General Booty is one. Obviously, we've got Kool-Aid McKinstry, but...
Stop.
I mean, Chop is Chop.
Chop Robinson, yeah.
His name is obviously not Chop.
Who's the wide... is it... Ladder Tricks? I can't remember the bloody guy's name.
There's a tight end called Colson Yankoff.
Oh, yeah, there's a quarterback called Storm Duck.
Stop it.
He was at, was he at Carolina? And then he transferred to Penn State.
Yeah.
And then he transferred out of Penn State.
There's a safety LSU called Major Burns.
I mean, Storm Duck. I mean, this poor guy's like, did his parents hate him or something?
No, Nebraska have got a wide receiver called the Coldest Crawford.
No,
you got Rusty Stats, center out of Texas Tech.
No.
One of my favorites, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks have a wide receiver called Boogie Knight.
Boogie Knight.
I love this. Steve said Kev's putting these names off of Pro Evo. So if anybody who knows, that's a crack at that.
Well, there was a Tank Bigsby last year. Tank Bigsby last year.
Yeah, he was running back, weren't he?
I did see one on the Beast earlier. DJ Irons. I thought that was quite a cool name. Yeah, well, DJ Irons.
Mikel West Ham. You got Mikel Smiley, the edge of Virginia State.
There's a linebacker in this draft from Ohio State called Steel Chambers.
That's a good one.
Solid.
The last two for me, you've got Tell Spoys. D tackle out of Nebraska. I don't know if Kev mentioned him, I don't know. And then the last one, Steve Wilkins will appreciate this. Justice Dingle.
Dingle. Bullied mercilessly.
These poor guys, honestly, these poor guys. Some interesting names there. But yeah, it's always fun trying to pronounce them.
I've got to find another couple of good ones. Buffalo Bulls wide receiver, Booby Curry. Was it Boston? Like really? Boston College defensive end, Shitter Salah.
Shut up.
Yeah, there's some names out there.
Wow.
On draft night, you know on the third round where they say, "Is it in the truck?"
Yeah.
Do we have on draft night? Can Craig and Dan pronounce this?
Oh yeah, we have to.
Let's do it.
One player I've just discovered. If the Giants draft him, we have to get him on the podcast. British Brooks.
Oh.
No, that is a perfect name to have on this podcast.
It's a WWF name, isn't it?
I did see that one earlier, actually. Again, on Dane Brugler's piece, I did see that one. I thought that would be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to read some of these names out on draft night. That'd be fun, especially after we've had a few. Looking forward to that. All right, yeah, it's time's getting on, so we better shoot off. So that is all we've got time for this evening. Stay tuned to the channel as we'll be back on Sunday evening with a pre-recorded episode, as producer Craig was the mediator in a full first round mock draft. That's a full first round mock draft between Shane and Kev. Then the next time we're live will be this time next week on Thursday night in that very room that Kev is sitting in. We'll all be all together live, bringing you 6 hours plus probably of draft night pleasure as we come to you live from Kev's Man Cave next week. Anything else to add before we go, guys?
Just, you know, the draft's 7 days away now. Absolutely stoked to get there. Looking forward to next week. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to meeting up with you guys in person. And you kind of, you know, we're going to be there for the length of the draft, whether it ends at 4 a.m. or 5:30, you know, we're going to be there regardless. First time we're doing it, so really, really looking forward to it. And also, I just want to give a shout out to people who've been kind of retweeting us. So there's a lot of tweets last week from people, NFL UK, etc., saying, tagging your favourite podcasters or fellow people. And there's quite a lot of guys. I know the two Steves in particular shouted us out a couple of times. And you know, that means the absolute world to us. Some of the comments you're on, you know, the really kind of that they are really, really appreciated. So thank you to any people that kind of tag us in as you know, a podcast to follow or your favorite podcast or anything similar to that.
Here, yeah, exactly. Just reiterate that. 1 week away, fantastic. We're getting there. We're gonna talk about every pick that's made, who we want to drop after we make our pick or make our move. We'll talk about that in detail, and well, you know, just be a laugh and like watch and just get on the comments. It's just as much sort of like you guys' night as it is ours, to be fair. So we want you involved, watching along with us, and like you said, you know, we'll be in here in the war room, watching on the big screen, telling you our thoughts, but we want to hear your thoughts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We can always add people into the stream, audio or video. It's entirely up to you, whatever you guys want to do. But you can always, in you know, come and join us and give your thoughts on the Giants pick. We're picking early, so there's going to be plenty of time for us to get reaction from people. I'm sure there'll be plenty of ad breaks because, you know, the Americans love those too. So that's a great time to jump on, give your thoughts, and feel free to, you know, join in with the conversation.
Yeah, man, it'd be like a talk sport phone in, wouldn't it?
yeah, but not as pretentious and not knobs.
Yeah, exactly that. Our name's not Jason Cundy.
Yes.
Just thought as well, because the time we're doing it, we get away with a little bit more stuff that's a bit closer to the bone.
100%, Shane.
What's it called? The
after the watershed.
Bit of blue foot, lads.
Hey, I mean, funny, if you're old enough to stay up at 2-3 in the morning listening, watching it, you can listen to it as well.
Exactly.
sorry, Jack.
Works for Talksport.
Well, that's awkward.
Wow. Okay. Just by the way, if we love TalkSport, if they ever want to get us on for any segments,
love it. Listen, TalkSport all the time. On in the car all the time,
James, is it TalkSport 2 with? Is it Nate who still does
with Nat Coombs?
Sorry, yeah. Nat Coombs.
Yeah. If it's TalkSport 2, that's fine because we love Nat because we've been on that show. Well, yeah. Shane has.
He's not Jason Cundy, but there we go. Mega looking forward to it. We can't wait. Get involved. Make sure as well. Like the last thing I want to say is please, again, I know we've been saying it all night, but if you can donate anything towards the our Andy's Man Club fundraiser, be it 50p, be it a pound, be it £2, be it your pocket money for the week or whatever. We really, really do appreciate it. And you can obviously scan the QR code if you're watching this back. You can get on our X page and the links at the top of the page as well. Donate some money. You'll be entered into a prize draw to win yourself some fantastic prizes. And, you know, we appreciate all the love that you guys have shown, that have donated so far, that you guys have shown towards our fundraiser for Andy's Man Club. We really, really do appreciate it. So keep that money rolling in for a great cause. As I said at the top, you can check out all our social platforms and our merch store by following the links in the description and give this podcast a like, a share, and so make sure you subscribe to our channel as well. It's been a good one, boys. My thanks as ever go to Craig, to Shane, and to Kev for joining me, to you, the viewers and listeners, for tuning in. We are signing off until draft night. Let's go, Giants.